Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about, as always. You make the calls. We talk to you about what you want. Otherwise, we bring up things interesting to us. And last night, Mark, you were going to tell us about a story involving a judge here in New Hampshire and making a ruling against YouTube. What happened?
Well, I don't have there isn't a written story, but I did see the Ridley report on it, and essentially the judge has ruled that Dave Ridley is not allowed to bring his camera into the courtroom because he's not really media.
It was Dave Ridley. I thought it was somebody else. It was Dave Ridley.
I only got to see a portion of it.
I believe it was someone on the East Coast.
Oh, so it was one of our one of his sort of the trainees.
No, I don't think so. I think it's someone else.
Oh, well, they decided that YouTube was not, in fact, a form of media. So that's really the only news. I mean, it's not like it's some huge story or anything like that.
Yeah, it really, they've been kind of cracking down on cameras in the courtroom up here in New Hampshire. And you mentioned Dave Ridley, and I'm glad you brought him up because that's certainly where I wanted to go with this discussion. I'm aware, I think, of who the individual is you're talking about, but I'm not positive, so I'm not going to go out on a limb. So let's just say it was Dave Ridley because he has tried to go and videotape things, and he has been rebuffed by, in many cases, the bailiffs, usually. Usually he doesn't even make it into the courtroom. For instance, recently in the Keene area of New Hampshire, Keene District Court, Dave Ridley was told to leave the lobby. So the area outside of the actual courtroom. Now, it's my understanding that by their own rules, by the government's own rules, one is supposed to be able to record in the court. I guess they have some sort of, the judge has a level of control over the parameters as far as, well, you have to be over there with your camera. So you can't be, for instance, sitting at the defendant's table.
Mm-hmm.
So they just kind of change the rules as they go along, basically, as far as what they'll say to you. They'll say to you something completely different than what their actual rules say.
Yes.
And, of course, most people, they don't know what their rules say, so they can't cite anything.
Right. There's the authority is there in front of you, and the authority says whatever comes off the top of their head.
And they'll throw you in a jail cell if you disobey them.
They usually go off and try to figure out what the rule is. Often they don't know what their own rules are.
That is true. So Dave was, told to leave the lobby area of this courtroom, which is clearly a public area, clearly something in which the judge has no control over, but yet they've decided to make that an issue. Now, they've decided to expand the prohibition on cameras out from we're just going to control our courtroom to now we're controlling the lobby as well. And so Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com coming up here next week, in fact, a week from today, he is going to be going into the Keene District Court. He has sent them a letter in advance. He also sent a letter to the local newspaper announcing what his intentions are. And his intentions are.
The local newspaper seems really riveted with what the activists are doing.
Yeah, they ignore just about as much as they can. But he sent this letter out announcing his intention. There are going to be two hearings of in particular interest to him on Tuesday morning, and that is one of Andrew Carroll, who, if you've listened to the show for a little while, we had him on a couple months ago when he allegedly possessed marijuana in public.
And, intentionally.
Yes, intentionally. And so they're bringing him up on charges on that, and this is a hearing, an arraignment for him. Plus, Mike Barsky, who's another activist up here. Again, both of these guys are Free Staters. They are Free State Project members. They moved here from other parts of the country. Yeah, I actually think both of them are from California. Mike and Andrew, both from California. Anyway, they moved from California in order to be activists for liberty here. And Mike put together Freedom Fest, which is an outdoor festival involving people having a good time, food, and, some outreach and socialization.
Outreach tables, band.
Yes, a couple bands. And it was a great time. And so they decided, the government people decided they were going to go after him for putting that event together, for assembly without a permit or something like that.
That would have been really bad if that event didn't go off, because I wouldn't have been able to see the Josh Noonan band, which I really enjoy.
Great, great, great band. Josh is a good guy. So Dave is going in to this particular arraignment, and he has told the Keene District Court that I'm coming in there and I'm going to record and I'm not going to stop. Because the last time there was a camera in this particular courtroom was when they threw me into a prison cell. And they, after they took me out of the room, when they had first at first arrested me, it took me into the secret tribunal room or semi-secret tribunal room. You guys were able to watch it because you were there, Mark. You were sitting in the actual courtroom. You watched it on a television. It was very hard to hear from what I understand.
Apparently, you should have been sitting in the courtroom, too.
And the... I should have. And the cameraman was told he should he needs to shut off his camera. And this is a guy who drove 4 hours from New York City in order to cover this particular trial. He was able to record a couple of minutes before they escorted me into the other room and told him to shut his camera off. And so Dave Ridley has basically said, okay, well, I've gone to this court before and told them I was going to pan the camera. So last time Dave Ridley was at this particular courthouse, he had announced his intention to come in and pan, to violate the judge's ban on panning cameras in the court. Dave Ridley said, I'm going to pan the camera. Before the trial started, the judge announced that he'd changed his he's changed his rules.
Well, he didn't change his rules. He looked at the rules and saw that he was...
Changed his interpretation,
of the
rules.
That's probably the
reality is his interpretation is the rule of that court because men with guns will back him up.
That's correct.
So,
but there's written rules that he then interprets in his way and, you know...
And created a new set of rules for his minions to follow. So...
Well, that's...
That's what happens. That's how it works. The minions do not, they don't look at the rules themselves. They accept the judge's interpretation of what those rules say, and so therefore they are following his rules. Anyway, the judge changed his mind about that, and that's good. And so Dave was allowed to pan the cameras. But now that they're cracking down again on cameras, again shutting down Tom's camera, the guy that came up from New York City, Dave has said, I'm coming back to the court, and this time I'm willing to be arrested again, and this time I will be recording, and you will not be able to stop me from recording unless you want to arrest me. So if they try to take somebody into the back room this time, which they most likely won't because it's just an arraignment, but if they try to take someone into the back room for a secret trial, Dave has said he's going to follow. So he's going to pick his camera up, walk across the room, and attempt to enter the secret tribunal chamber. And if that results in him getting arrested, he's fully prepared to be arrested for this. So there are going to be a couple.
I can't say that I think that things look good for Dave not going to jail. I'll tell you, Judge Burke has been in the past, you know, barring your case, it seemed extraordinarily reasonable. All the other defendants have not written him letters at his home, and so I he seems like he's going to be reasonable on this one.
We'll see what happens.
It seems also what Dave's saying is going to be. I'm not saying that I don't think Dave should be able to record in the courtroom. I think he should, but...
Do you think he's going to get arrested next week?
If he tries to go into some kind of secret tribunal...
It's not likely they're going to go back there.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if he has said he's going to... I believe he has said he is not going to try to record out in the lobby, so apparently he's not willing to make that particular stand. Don't have him here to interview at the moment, but nonetheless, it's going to be an interesting day next week where hopefully dozens of people will show up, dozens of activists will show up to see not only just the hearings, but also to witness what Dave is going to be doing as well. And so he's doing all of this in the name of the freedom of the press, and in the name of the freedom of being your own press. Being a press unto yourself, a press organization of one. The whole idea that one must be affiliated with a Fox, an ABC, an NBC, or some other mainstream established media organization is what one of the things that Dave Ridley is fighting against or that he's working on.
As he absolutely should.
And he's a hero.
The problem. Well, I agree. I do agree. I think that it seems like he should go into this other judge's courtroom, not Judge Burke's, in order to make this stand. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. I mean, there are plenty of courts that have banned cameras, so he's chosen Keene because Keene has two particular cases of interest on that particular day. I see what you're saying, Mark. You're saying he should go and target this one judge, but there have been three courthouses in New Hampshire so far within just the last 3 months that have restricted the access of cameras. So Dave picked the most politically, or not politically, but activist-friendly opportunity. There are already going to be a lot of activists in this court on Tuesday, so he's going to be just another one, except he'll be one doing civil disobedience. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
The myth that plant proteins are of a lesser quality than animal proteins dates back to experiments performed on rats in the early 1900s. In reality, plants can supply all the essential and non-essential amino acids we need. Your brilliant body sorts it all out, and at the end of the day, complements your amino acid profile so it is perfectly balanced. In doing so, it creates a high-quality protein that is healthier, safer, and better than animal protein. Thus, there is absolutely no need to combine certain plant proteins at each meal in an attempt to achieve an optimal amino acid balance. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies. So when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 diet. With the Engine 2 diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including, by the way, the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI.
Yep. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Sickles employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. Sickles CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the on the upper right-hand corner of the page.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We're going to go to your calls. Amp line unscreened. Who's this?
Alex from Jersey.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was having an argument, and this particular person brought up that we need licensing laws to protect accidents from happening in the first place. For example, if your neighbor's building a addition to their house and it's done by some unlicensed contractor, the house may catch on fire and cause your house to burn down too.
The
now,
next door?
I said they would be responsible for their actions, and they'd have to pay for paid retribution in a court of arbitration. But the argument is that
not retribution.
Restitution. Close enough.
Okay. The argument is that by having the government enforce licensed contractors, you prevent that problem from ever happening in the first place. And I was wondering if you could tell me something to rebut that.
It doesn't stop it from happening. The fact is, people get unlicensed people all the time to do jobs. So, I mean,
I've done it.
Really, what's the point? So have I. You know, people do it all the time. So what it does is, in fact, lull people into the false sense of security that they might, that they actually do have licensed work done on a house that they may be purchasing. So you're, you know, essentially, if you're buying a house and you believe that, oh, all the work in here is, we've got licensing laws, all the work in here must be up to code, right?
It well, also no. makes the assumption that the licensing courses, whatever knowledge you're required to take on, is adequate or relates to the real world job. And with a lot of government licensing programs, they don't actually teach the person who's being licensed very much about whatever job or job field they're getting the license for. So just because somebody has a license doesn't mean that they're competent.
Oh, that's so true.
Right.
I've definitely had experience with people that are incompetent and are possessing a government piece of paper saying that they've got it together. So I think one of the other things that that particular viewpoint ignores is the point of, in the free marketplace, people can organize themselves in whatever ways that suit them best. So, for instance, if somebody's concerned with what their neighbors are doing, if they're concerned with the build quality of their neighbors' houses, if they're concerned with whether or not their neighbor has a white picket fence in their front lawn, whatever it is they're concerned with about their neighbors, these things can be handled with private agreements. They can be handled with things like deed restrictions, with neighborhood associations. In fact, I mean, I'm sure you've seen these, neighborhoods being built, gated neighborhoods, for instance. Obviously, that business entity is using one contractor, most likely, and so every house in the neighborhood has been built by the same contractor. So if house number one believes that their house is safe and secure, then they must by proxy believe that the houses next door are also safe as a result of having a good build quality because they've checked it out for themselves. So if it's that important to somebody, then they can vet essentially their neighbors to see, well, is this a safe place to live? Do my neighbors, the place I'm looking at moving to, do the neighbors that are there have safe houses? Do they have, are they up to specifications? And those specifications can be privately created. They can be created by third-party organizations. And you could probably go to some sort of title company or insurance company and say, what information do you have on this house here, this next-door house to this house I'm planning on buying? Is this safe? All of these things could be available and more in the free marketplace.
And licensing laws really are designed to keep competition out of the marketplace.
So
now,
true.
I'm not saying that everybody who's unlicensed is qualified. I'm not saying that everybody who's licensed is unqualified. I wouldn't say those things. The fact is,
I've had it all.
It's all over the place, and the licensing laws keep the little guy from getting into business. It keeps the little guy working for the slightly larger guy, or depending on the scenario. So it's really just another law to keep a brother down.
That's the reality.
I think that those are very intelligent responses, and I think they will help me in my future arguments. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
no arguing.
Alex. Yeah, that's right. We're persuading. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's the reality of the situation. Licensing, while its public persona is, oh, we're keeping people safe, the reality of licensing is it's just a protection racket.
and people who advocate licensing tend to overlook the costs to it. I mean, the fact that you're limiting competition in the marketplace means that you're probably not having as much competition for prices. So it artificially inflates the price structure for whatever kind of labor is being done. And it
increases overhead too, which tends to drive up prices. Overhead doesn't necessarily drive up pricing, but it tends to, because now everybody who's a contractor has to pay I don't know what in order to keep their contractor license up to date with the state. I mean, really, you're asking the state to keep you safe? Please tell me one thing that they have done that's been effective, as well as cost effective at the same time, that's worked and been reasonably priced.
And beyond simply reducing competition so you tend to have higher prices, it also keeps new companies from developing at all. So somebody who's starting out as an unlicensed electrician, they might want to build, a company that does electrical work. But build it small
in the beginning.
Right, but if they're concerned about the restrictions like license law, there's a very good chance they won't start that business and they won't create something they could have created, which would have employed people, and maybe they would have done an even better job than people who already had their license.
We should also point out here that licensing laws are just one form of government regulation. Add to that, I mean, we're talking about how difficult licensing makes it for somebody to create their own new business. Add to that all of the other things that one must know in order to create one's own business, and then take that full picture and see how just distasteful it is and how it dissuades people from getting involved in running their own business. Not only do you have to get a license if you want to be legal, but you also have to follow all the other necessary regulations to that end. So that may mean, filing for a corporation, buying unemployment insurance or whatever it is they call it, all these different mandates that the government sets out, having to have an occupancy permit. I mean, so many different hoops and things like that have been put up for these potential businessmen to jump through. They take a look at all that and they say, oh, the hell with it. It's just easier to show up at work at 8 a.m.
So many of them just go into business, unlicensed. For instance, I had a friend of mine who started out working for a plumbing company doing new construction, and then decided, they're making a heck of a lot of money off the work I'm doing. I'm going to go into my own business. And he went into business and hired a guy to, work for him. And they were an unlicensed plumbing company for the first year. Then he made enough money that he decided, I'll get my license now. And now he's legit, but why? I mean, it's the same guy doing the same work. Now it just charges more.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share with us your licensing hell stories or whatever it is you want to discuss. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. You can bring us anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. You get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. With your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. It's 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. And we have apparently we've got a bunch of people that are interested in the products that they have at AdamEve.com because we've been doing quite well for them. So go there for all your marital aid needs. AdamEve.com.
Well, even if you're not married. 800-259-9231.
It's a euphemism.
Yes, I understand.
What do you want me to say? Big rubber ding-dongs?
Whatever you want. We continue with your calls, and we go to Cameron in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Cameron.
Hey, guys. Happy Mardi Gras.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's right.
Got this story out of Chicago. I actually found it on FARC, like I usually do with all my other stories that I find.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 16 months, this guy Mark Ganoski has received 24 parking tickets. Which is bad enough, except he traded the car in September and has never been to any of the streets that they gave him the parking tickets for.
What? Wait, he traded the car, so how's he getting the tickets? They still have...
For reasons he can't explain, he believes Chicago police officers has targeted him with a barrage of citations, sometimes issuing 4 tickets at a time for such things as parking too close to a fire hydrant, obstructing the road, or leaving his vehicle on a crosswalk. He got rid of the car, he took the plates off, stashed them away in his garage where no one can find him. They continue to send him tickets.
So that's really confusing.
It's even weirder. Of the 24 tickets he received, 13 were written by the same officer. The 13 tickets were written at four different locations in between May and October of last year. All 13 of them were written at exactly 10 p.m., no matter what day they were issued, and all 13 were sequential in number, meaning that from that entire time to May to October, the officer who wrote them wrote no other tickets to anyone else except
what?
This guy.
That's really unusual, because normally the cops are out there busy writing tickets to people.
Yeah. This is a parking ticket, and these are regular police officers.
Parking tickets. Oh, I see. They're all parking tickets? I missed that point.
They're all parking tickets.
All 24 tickets.
And he's never been, and he's had them all thrown out. He's gone to court, and it's gotten to the point where he walks in and doesn't say anything, and they just dismiss it and tell him to leave. And he filed, I guess he had filed something with the Internal Affairs of the Chicago Police Department last October. They said they'd look into it, and then the next day they were like, oh, we're not investigating it. We don't do parking tickets.
Who is this agent that is, has he figured out who the guy is?
They know the name because he has to put his name on the ticket, but they won't release it into the news, I guess, because the man has not been charged with a crime yet. And apparently, they don't know if it's connected, but it started, like, I guess a couple of days after this guy who's been getting all these broke off a relationship with someone else who they said is unrelated to the police department, but he thinks maybe that's somehow related. He's not sure.
Certainly a possibility. I mean, if that's what has changed within his life, and if the plate isn't on the car to where whoever he traded the car to, obviously there's no confusion there, so wow.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what he said. He said there's no way it's a coincidence at this point. You know, he thought maybe at one point maybe it was, but obviously it's not.
But wait, Mark, a counterfeit plate on the same exact model vehicle? Is that what you're getting at?
He's still getting them for whatever the vehicle was that he traded in September. So it has to be a counterfeit plate on the same vehicle. That's what it was.
Wow.
I suppose it's a slight possibility, but I think the idea that this is payback for a breakup is probably more likely.
I agree.
Yeah, he went to the news, and now Internal Affairs is investigating because of the bad press. So
Internal Affairs before refused to investigate, but now that he's gone to the
media? Before they told him that we don't do parking tickets, and now that it's in the news, they're like, we're taking care of it.
Yeah, okay. The power, exactly. Great example of the power of the media, the whole idea that the light could be shown upon these cockroaches really gets them to scurry and appear to be doing something about a situation.
You know, it really works well. I actually had, when I was in college, we had an incident with some security around the college that we kept complaining about and no one talked about it. So finally I was like, all right. So I went to the school newspaper. It was all over the school newspaper, and within a week, you know, they were taking care of the problem.
Things
changed. Definitely, like, the media is the way to go, you know, the way to go about it.
Which is why I think we need to create as much of it as we possibly can. Cameron, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It ties back into what I was saying last night. And actually, there's an additional point that I'd wanted to make, so it's fortuitous that he brought that up. And that was that I think that what is so poignant about what media can do in regards to these government people who really act like gangsters. They really do. They believe that they're doing the right thing. I mean, I understand where it is they're coming from. We've talked to one of the local politicians here in Keene, Cynthia, very nice lady, and she has admitted recently that she goes along to get along, and that she likes things the way that they are, and she wants people to have a nice, safe life in this society, and she has the best of intentions. But the reality of the situation is because they use coercion, because they use force, and that's what government does, is it uses force to get its way, there are all kinds of unintended consequences and problems that crop up. And usually what happens is the victims of that force, in this case, the man who Cameron was telling us about, he's one of the many victims. Had he not gone to the media, he would have just been victimized quietly. No one but he and perhaps his close associates and friends would have ever heard word one about it. And so it would have just been yet another victim to the state, yet somebody else whose time is immeasurably wasted, whose money is being poured into the coffers of the state. But when he brings the media into the picture, the cameras and the newspapers and the microphones, all of that being played back really allows these government people to start to see themselves for who they really are and what it is that they're actually doing to people. Because apparently they're just so disconnected in their current world, in their showing up to work and doing their job and going home and showing up and doing their job again, they never really get to feel the consequences of their actions. And getting to see them on television or on YouTube and getting to hear about them talked on the radio and getting to see to see it in the newspaper, I think really brings their cognition, if you will, to that to the realization of what it is that they're doing. And I think that's why the more media we have, the more lights we can shine on these people, the more we can essentially show them themselves, and then will lead to the point where they want to correct their actions and want to right the wrongs that they've been that they've been perpetrating on people.
You know, I when I was in prison, I had plenty of time to talk to correctional officers, and I remember this one sergeant that I was speaking to at the time, and we spent a lot of time together, so we had the opportunity to get him to drop his guard, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Intimate's probably not the right sounding word when we talk about prison.
He didn't have his stone face up when he was around you all the time?
Generally, that didn't happen with me much, but even the face that you kept behind the stone face was down with this guy. And he told me that, without any problem, he was saying, oh, yeah, I've lied about, things that guys have done wrong, you know, basically giving them disciplinary reports or throwing them in confinement or whatever it is that they do, and it's some cruel stuff in some cases, because I knew they had done something else. Like, mm-hmm. I was saying, lying to get bad guys.
Yeah.
So, he was judging and assessing in his mind as to whether or not these guys were good or bad. And, I'm not going to say he was wrong every time. I certainly understand. And, there's a certain amount of, ugly justice that goes on in prison. People do fall up flights of stairs with handcuffs on. But, he had to be wrong, right? Statistics say he was wrong at some point, mm-hmm. and somebody who had, nothing to do with anything, got it real bad from this guy. And, he'd been working there for quite some time, and this is the kind of, this is the kind of thing where convicts died now and then with this kind of, internal justice. So
you were saying that he admitted that, and
he admitted that, that he in fact broke the rules in order to get the right thing done. And when you break the rules to get the right thing done, he doesn't know whether or not he was doing the right thing. He believes he was doing the
right
thing.
Told himself a story about it.
Sure.
800-259-9231. So the more we can show these people what it is they're doing to others, what it is the effects of their actions, I think the better. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve, or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, We still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, whether it's used or brand new, you can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get it. Feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live out at the same time. So you get what you want, and we get a little bit of the purchase price. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, and we talked to Mary in Missouri. Mary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you guys?
Just great, Mary. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, just want to let you know, I've been listening to you. I found you about the last 3 months and had an incident the other day with police officers.
Oh, dear.
I want to get your feedback on it.
Sure.
Actually, I was a victim of this situation. Had a family member break into my house and would not leave. I asked 3 or 4 times for this person to leave, and they wouldn't. So I ended up having to call the police, which I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
What else
do
you do?
Yeah. Well, and police around here don't like me very much, especially because I try to pay a fine in pennies. They think of me as a troublemaker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so when the police come in, there's 3 of them, and I know one of them was a new guy, and trying to tell them my situation, the story, and it's my property, leave. You know, I wanted this person to leave. And he started getting really irate with me, telling me to sit down. He was going to arrest me if I talked anymore, blah, blah, blah. Well, just want to let you guys know that I took your advice. I sat down for a minute and I thought about it. I thought, this is ridiculous that I'm being yelled at on my own property. So I bought a little camcorder for Christmas. So I went and got my little camcorder. And I sat down with it and turned it on. The one police officer said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm filming what's going on in my living room right now. And can I tell you something? That one that was mouthy just shut up.
He walked
to the kitchen. He didn't say anything else. And the third one there started trying to make small talk with me. So I want to tell you kudos on telling me about filming people. Because, I mean, that set that guy up right away.
What did you spend on the camcorder?
Oh, it's about $120.
Was it worth the investment?
It's just a little bitty one.
Was it worth the investment, the $120?
Oh, my gosh, yes. But what I was calling about is I started doing some investigation after the fact. And what scares me is, can you record them or not? I mean, I'm getting all kinds of different signals about, can you really record a police officer or not?
It depends on state law. So it really varies. I know that In New Hampshire, people have gotten in trouble for it, but I believe that's there. New Hampshire has a particularly bad law.
And I think it's an old wiretapping law.
Yes,
right?
It is related to wiretapping.
One of the guys
so
that
you
got
can take video, but not audio. You can actually film somebody if the sound is somehow disabled.
But that's, I mean, you're being very basic in your description of this, Nick. The guy that got in trouble for that was filming the police allegedly without the police's knowledge. So there's a difference there between filming them without their knowledge and then saying, you're being recorded, or literally holding a camera in front of their face. I mean, you had this camera out, they were there, they knew you were holding a camera, they knew you were recording them. If they know they're being recorded, then I would say you're probably safe. Plus, they didn't arrest you for it, so that's a good sign, right?
No, and I'll tell you something funny. Well, I sat down, I didn't want to be confrontational, because I know they thought I was interfering. I sat down on the couch, you could tell I was sitting down with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you something funny. That's never happened to. I come from a small town in Missouri. That's never happened to them before. I think they probably already went back to the police department. They probably already written up their little conduct that they're going to do next time that happens. And then when I started to leave, that police officer said, he goes, where did you think about filming us? And I'm sorry, I said, I heard it off of a talk show. And he goes, what talk show? I said, freelive.com.
Freetalklive.com.
And he said, what was that again? And he took his little book out and wrote it down.
Yes, freetalklive.com.
I was going to post something on there. I was like, whatever.
Great. I hope he tunes in.
Yeah, of course. He will. He'll likely tune in, and it won't take too long, and he'll be a convert.
Well, just spread the message. The more that we can record these people, because nobody is policing these people. They're not.
No, you're right.
We cannot make complaints about these people whatsoever. So the more that we can record them and put them in their place, that if people really see stuff like this, you know, that's what people need to see. That's all I got to say. So kudos.
Absolutely.
You guys.
Hey, I got another question for you. Before you go, I've got another question. Do you have internet access?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Of course, you did mention the website. Well, no, I would like to encourage you to upload the video to YouTube so people can see it. If it's worth it, unless it's really dull. But if you did get these guys...
To be honest with you, it was kind of dark, and it was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
I see.
But my thing is right now, I'm already expecting to go out. I'm going to invest on a surveillance system, and I'm going to post it right on my door. If you enter my premises, you are being audio, video recorded.
I think it's completely fair.
If you
fair.
Do not want that, do not come in my house.
Good for you. Thank you so much for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. And I know this is what you were expecting, Mark. If you'd like to send us your picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners or your video, that would be great. You know, it's interesting that she pointed out that the video didn't turn out so well. So, the lighting was bad in the living room or whatever it was that was happening. The cops aren't expert videographers. They never even experienced that before. They certainly had no idea that the lighting was so bad that what was actually going on couldn't be seen. None of that prevented it from being effective. Her holding that video camera, it was light enough in there for them to see the video camera and understand what was going on, and that changed their behavior right off the bat. That's an awesome story.
Right, and this is, even if it really doesn't matter what the laws are in your locality, if you can say to them something to the effect of, you're a public servant and you're in my home,
mm-hmm.
or you're a public servant and you're on public property, you are subject to being video recorded. I'm not doing this without, I don't need your consent. I am not doing this surreptitiously. If you don't wish to be recorded, be on your way.
Well, she did call them to her house.
She can leave.
But you're right. They can leave.
Right. This is my house, regardless of what's going on here.
Are you telling me, officer, you're not willing to do your job? You were called here to do a specific task. You're not willing to do your job because I have a video camera? That'd make a great little clip for YouTube as they shrug their shoulders and walk away or whatever it is they end up doing.
Yeah.
So what a wonderful success story. $120 for a cheap video camera, pulls it out in the midst of a situation, and the cops completely change their demeanor. Now, a lot of people would be afraid, and I think in many cases for good reason, a lot of people would be afraid that the police would then escalate, that if you pull out a video camera, well, what if the police decide to pull out a nightstick? Or what if they take the camera from you and steal the tape, or worse, steal the entire camera? What if, what if? It's all very valid. All of those concerns are very valid because there have been examples of the police taking cameras, in many cases from actual videographers and people that are employed doing this kind of work. So it's a legitimate concern. However, as we've been talking about over the last several days on this show, we are getting to a point where that concern will be overridden by the fact that we now have the internet. We've got cell phone. We've got these cell phones that have the software that will allow you to stream what is happening instantaneously to the internet. So there is no camera to take. Even if they take the, or there is no tape to take. If they take the camera, they haven't taken the actual evidence. They haven't taken the video. So they haven't shut down what it is they were attempting to shut down. And that was you exposing them doing what it is, whatever awful thing it is that they are doing. So we're right on the cusp of having this kind of access, this technology being being accessible to a whole lot more people. And that's pretty exciting.
It will change everything.
It is already changing everything because people now have it in their hands. I was looking into getting a BlackBerry today, and a handful of activists at this point up here in New Hampshire already have these devices, and they have the access to the internet streaming. As data, cell phone data plans continue to come down in price and raise in popularity, as more of these phones come down in price, you're going to see this all over the place. And then what are they going to do? Are they going to pass a law that makes it illegal to broadcast the activities of the police on the internet? If so, then we'll just have people disobey it, and we'll fill the prisons with as many cameramen as we possibly can.
They may very well ban videotaping the police or photographing them. I think Great Britain just passed a law where they've made it illegal to videotape police officers or military personnel.
That's scary.
And I think that's pretty much a blanket ban. Like, even if it's for art or news reporting, you just can't videotape them or take pictures of them.
That's one of the reasons why having a concentration of activists is so important. Because when a law like that comes down and you're where you are and you're deluded, you're surrounded by people who are obedient and who are willing to bend over to the so-called authorities' every demand, you're almost completely insignificant at that point because you don't have anybody backing you up. Whereas if you're together with other activists, as we're going to be next week at the courthouse, where dozens of activists hopefully will be showing up together, probably a handful of them will have cameras with them. It changes the entire situation, the whole structure, the odds, everything changed. The way that the bureaucrats behave changes the more people you have on your side. And so that's one of the reasons why the Free State Project, I think, is so critical to advancing liberty in our lifetime. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. A 62-year-old man jailed for growing weed. We'll tell you about it.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.